Welcome to English on the Road, a podcast for English learners, where I talk about geography, travel, and nature. But I talk slowly, and if there is a confusing phrase, I might stop and explain what it means. So I am your host, Louis. This is English on the Road, and today our topic is Indonesia, one of my favorite countries, Indonesia. So I'm going to go through some interesting facts about Indonesia. And the first one is that Indonesia is an archipelago. So the word archipelago is spelled A-R-C-H, arc, I-P-E-L-A-G-O, archipelago. And an archipelago is basically a series of islands. And when I say series, I mean a group of islands. So if you have a group of islands, we can call it an archipelago. So Indonesia is composed of 17,000 islands, over 17,000 islands. Many of the islands are known for like beautiful diving, snorkeling. It's quite spectacular there, amazing. But Indonesia is also known for being like mega diverse. So diverse, D-I-V-E-R-S-E, diverse. That means of a place consisting of a lot of different types and varieties. So we can just put mega in front of the word to create mega diverse. It has a really large number of animal species. And it's also diverse in terms of language and culture. It has like, you know, thousands of languages. It's quite interesting. One place in particular, Papua New Guinea, or West Papua. That island has like over 700 languages on just one island. And it's the most linguistically diverse place in the world. When I say linguistically, that's like an adverb for language. If you're talking about languages, you can also say linguistic or linguistically. I said it's linguistically diverse. If you put it before an adjective, it's considered an adverb, linguistically diverse. Remember that. Okay, when I ask people, what are the five biggest countries in the world in terms of population? Most people know China and India. Yeah, they have a lot of people, right? Number three is United States. And surprisingly, a lot of people don't know. Number four is Indonesia. It has 264 million people. Can you believe that? 264 million people. It's the fourth most populated country in the world. That's a lot of people. Most of them live on one island called Java. But still, it's a lot. So why is it called Indonesia? Well, the name Indonesia is actually not extremely accurate. Personally, I think it should be called Nusantara. That's the original name in Indonesian language. So But Indonesia, that word was invented by somebody from Singapore, I believe. And it was a shorter version of the word Indian archipelago. So when you hear Indonesia, you know it's like, well, it has something to do with India, right? Indian archipelago. But I just think that's not very accurate because it's far away from India. It's quite different culturally. So I think it should have a more distinct name. For those of you who don't know what distinct means, it's spelled D-I-S-T-I-N-C-T. Distinct. It means different or unique. It's like there's nothing like it. It's distinct. So one of the most famous animals in Indonesia is called the Komodo dragon. I would guess that Komodo is probably like the same in a lot of different languages around the world. Like if you speak Russian or Chinese or Spanish, I feel like Komodo is probably the same. There's no translation, right? It's just Komodo. And that's the world's largest lizard, Komodo dragon. And it lives on only 5 islands in Indonesia. Remember, Indonesia had 17,000 islands. Well, the Komodo only lives on 5. What are the islands? Well, there's Komodo Island. That's the biggest. And then there's Rinca, Flores, Gili Mantag, and Padar. So out of all those islands, those 17,000, most of them have people on them, but 6,000 of them are... Oh, sorry, I got that backwards. I'm reading this online right now. Only 6,000 of the islands are inhabited. Inhabited. I-N-H-A-B-I-T-E-D. Inhabited. That means that people live there. So we can say, oh, that island is inhabited. People live there. Or I can say, that island is not inhabited. Nobody lives there. So what I'm trying to say is that 6,000 of the islands are inhabited. So the majority are not inhabited. The majority don't have people living there. It's a funny thing when I'm speaking English fast, you know, like a native speaker, and I say living there. If I was in an English lesson with a student, I would just say living there. Most of the people living there, slowly. But if I'm speaking to a friend who's also a native speaker, I would say, live in there. Most of the people live in there. Can you hear the difference? Most of the people living there. Most of the people live in there. It's a little bit different. Okay. Have you guys heard of Marco Polo? He was an explorer, and he was the first European to visit Indonesia in 1292. Can you imagine what that would feel like? To be the first European to visit Indonesia almost 1,000 years ago. Wow. I wonder what he did there. Do you guys know what language they speak in Indonesia? It's easy to remember. It's called Indonesian. Indonesian. But actually, in Indonesia, language, they call it Bahasa Indonesia. Bahasa Indonesia. So, if you want, you can learn Bahasa Indonesia. Remember, it's the fourth largest country in the world. So, if you learn Bahasa Indonesia, you got a lot of people to talk to. So, coffee is pretty big in Indonesia. Do you like to drink coffee? Yeah, I like coffee. I like espresso. Like, I don't need to put any milk in or sugar in there. I just need a little espresso, maybe a touch of cold water on top. When I say a touch of cold water, I mean just a little bit. So, you know, in some places, Java, which is a name of the Indonesian island, in some places, people just call coffee Java. They'd be like, do you want a cup of Java? I mean, this is like around the world, in like Europe and abroad. They used to just say Java because coffee was produced from the island of Java. So, originally, the Netherlands, or the Dutch people, colonized or occupied, I don't know the right word, Indonesia. But during World War II, the Japanese invaded Indonesia. And then after the war, Indonesia became a republic. So the governmental style is republic. And it's that government has existed for, about 70 years, more than 70 years. There's another word. Before I taught you mega diverse, diverse meaning different and having a lot of different varieties and flavors. But there's another word, biodiversity. Biodiversity. Do you know what that means? Well, bio means life, like biology, animals and plants. That's bio. It's also a biography. If you read a book about someone's life, it's called a biography. But the word biodiversity, it means a country that has a lot of different plants and animals. It's biodiverse. And Indonesia is the second most biodiverse country in the world. Do you know what is the most biodiverse country in the world? Brazil. So, I think the Indonesian economy has a bright future. They have a lot of great things in their favor. However, it's there's a lot of people who don't earn a lot of money by Western standards. About half of the population lives on less than US $2 a day. So it's kind of strange. It's also because Indonesia is in the G20 group. And G20 is a group of the world's leading economies. But half the population lives on less than $2 a day. So I don't really know what to think about that. One thing I really like about Indonesia is that they're very superstitious. Superstitious. S-U-P-E-R-S-T-I-T-I-O-U-S. Superstitious. So that means that they believe in like magic and omens and stuff like that. Ghosts. And I like that. I think it makes life more interesting and more colorful. I don't like in Western countries where people just like don't believe anything. I mean, what's the point of that? Life is short. I think we can have some fun and we can believe things. I mean, why not? I don't get it. I think it has something to do with science and the people they're trying to prove that they are smarter than nature. It's like, oh, I'm smarter than nature. I know these things or don't exist. I think that's a little arrogant. Another cool fact about Indonesia. Do you know ketchup? K-E-T-C-H-U-P, ketchup. Well, ketchup is an English word now, but it comes from the Indonesian word ketchup, which is a sweet soy sauce. Cool. Ketchup is an Indonesian word. Okay. I'm looking through this website. There's a lot of facts on here. Well, another animal which is really great is the orangutan. I think in English people say orangutan, but I try to go with like the pronunciation from Bahasa Indonesia, orangutan. Orangutan. Absolutely wonderful, beautiful animal. So it's a great ape. And they only live in Indonesia, on Borneo Island and Sumatra Island. So that's amazing that it's the only place in the world where they have orangutans. Another interesting fact, maybe you didn't know, but so you know the religion Islam, right? And the people who follow Islam are called Muslims. Well, Indonesia is the biggest Muslim country in the world. Muslims make up 87% of the Indonesian population. That's cool. There's also a lot of other religions there, but again, it's 87% Muslim. They also have like other animals, like they have a rhinoceros. It's a different type than they have in Africa. It's called the Javan or the Java rhinoceros. It's almost extinct though. They say there's maybe only about 50 of the animals living in the wild. I should explain the word extinct. Extinct. E-X-T-I-N-C-T. That means that an animal no longer exists. It's dead. They're all gone. Like the dinosaurs are extinct. Interesting fact about Marco Polo, the the traveler, explorer, who went to Indonesia in the 13th century. It says, the island of Sumatra was originally known as Suvarnadwipa. Suvarnadwipa, which meant island of gold. When Marco Polo was writing in his notebook, he spelled it wrong, and he wrote Sumatra, and that's how the island got its name. Interesting. Suvarnadwipa. That sounds kind of like a Thai language. I guess like Sumatra is pretty close to Thailand, so maybe the languages have some similarities. Well, what else? Interesting thing here. The Indonesian government recognizes 6 religions: Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Protestantism, Catholicism, and Confucianism. Okay. And generally, I think they, almost everybody belongs to one religion or another. Yeah. Yeah, Indonesia. Really like my favorite country, I think. There's also Bali. I don't know if we talked about Bali. Really a great place. What else? Oh, there's an interesting thing about the cigarettes in Indonesia. So they have like a different kind of cigarette. It's called clove. Or kretek. So those kind of cigarettes are the majority, like 90% of the cigarette sales in Indonesia. But they're illegal in other countries because I don't know why. I think they're bad for you. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, there's just so much. I mean, I would recommend watching some videos on Indonesia or looking up on the internet. Because there's just so much. Like, I can't tell you all of it. And maybe I'll do like a part 2 at another time. But I think this will be the end of the part 1 of the cool facts about Indonesia. I hope it was helpful. I'll try to make a video version of the podcast with subtitles. So wherever you are listening, I wish you good luck in your English studying. Check out some of my other episodes of English on the Road to help you listen. You know, some people say listening is the best way to learn a language. So you can try that. If you like geography, travel, and nature, then I think you'll like the podcast, English on the Road. I'm trying to get some guests on the podcast to interview people from different countries. So it'll be cool. If you're a student of mine and you're listening, you're welcome to come on and be a guest and talk about your own country. Okay? So, that's all. Signing off. This is English on the Road. Have a great day.